This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go with Tina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They've got certificates with rates as high as 3.5% APY. For details, pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Well, it was a big weekend for celebrity weddings. We have David Foster and Catherine McPhee getting married Friday in West London. She said exactly 13 years ago today, my very first single, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, was released right after American Idol. And today I'm marrying the man who produced it.
Yeah. He's older too.
Much older.
Yes.
Well,
it's got to be 60s anyway.
She's younger than his daughters. I know that.
And
this is his fifth marriage, her second. And interestingly, he played the piano at her first wedding. So that's a little bit weird.
He's produced so many songs, so many pop songs.
He has.
Joe Jonas. I hope they're happy.
I hope they're happy. That's right. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner had their second wedding in France this weekend. And their doggy was even part of the ceremony, dressed in a tux. So cute. Big Little Lies actress Zoe Kravitz and Carl Glessman married in a civil ceremony in May, just like Joe and Sophie, but they redid it in Paris for their friends and family, just like Joe and Sophie. But they had some big stars there. Denzel Washington, Chris Pine, Zoe's Big Little Lies co-stars, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Shailene Woodley, Laura Dern, and I'm sure her parents, Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz, were there as well.
But I bet you he couldn't play the piano as well.
Like David Foster?
Yeah. He's probably horrible.
Too bad he was tied up at his own wedding.
Let's
No! Pretty Little Liars star Shay Mitchell is going to be a mom. Last year, she told us she suffered a miscarriage, which was devastating for her, but now she has announced her pregnancy. Interesting way to announce it, with a topless post on Instagram. She's at least covering herself up in all the right places.
Sure.
But she said, does this mean I'm allowed to drive in the carpool lane at all times now? So, congratulations to her.
That's a dad joke.
Love that.
Great idea. There it is.
Things are getting nasty between Pamela Anderson and her ex-boyfriend. He is shooting down allegations that he abused Pamela during their relationship. If you want a little review, she claimed that he cheated on her and scared her so bad she hired a bodyguard. He's saying these are disgusting claims, and he's refuted them all on social media. And he says the only reason she's saying this is because he is involved in a domestic violence charity and that she's trying to mess things up for him since he's now been suspended as an ambassador for that charity. So we'll have to see how this plays out. I have a feeling we could see this going to court at some point.
DinasDirt.com.
And Katherine Schwarzenegger gave Chris Pratt a birthday present. What do you get the guy who is pretty much everything? How about a pair of Cooney Cooney pigs?
What?
They're so
cute, little piggies. You adopt them?
Like these are real pigs.
Real pigs.
Are these like the little mini type of pigs?
The little pigs. Not so mini, but small, but they're adorable. And he named them Tim and Faith because they're beautiful and their love is palpable and inspiring.
Oh, like Tim McGraw.
We're guessing he must mean Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. He didn't quite come out and say that.
Is that a compliment or not? I don't think that's a real compliment to them, but maybe the pigs are beautiful. I don't know.
Maybe that's why he didn't give them last names. Just to not, you know, embarrass
just make
Tim
people wonder.
And real Tim and
Faith. People I went to college with.
Yes.
Tim and Faith.
It's a little rude. I don't know.
That's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Time for Dina Stewart at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You can get great rates on home equity loans as low as 3.4% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina? Do tell.
All right. Well, it was the Glastonbury Festival this weekend in the UK. It's a big deal over there.
Why not Connecticut? Glastonbury Festival to Connecticut in Glastonbury.
Right, it's already named that.
Yeah.
All right.
The extension.
We could try. In the meantime, you probably shouldn't ask Diplo to perform at it. The famous DJ decided to pull out of the festival. so that he could go to Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner's wedding in France.
Oh.
People are not happy, let's just say, and he is not likely to be invited back for a while. Here's the thing, though. He went to their original wedding in Vegas, so why did he have to go to the one in France, too?
Yeah, it costs you another gift, doesn't it?
Mm.
Well, that's true, but then they have the fancy French food, so maybe that's what he was holding out for.
Like French fries?
It's not just like quick food, In-N-Out burger or something in Vegas.
Yeah. Do they call French fries in France? Or are they just fries?
Yeah. A joke from the 80s.
Just curious.
Maybe. It is from the 80s.
I just revived it.
Yeah, it's good. Bring it back.
Is Nicki Minaj expecting? That's what fans are speculating. She shared a Twitter post on Friday, and a lot of people thought that was kind of a little pregnancy reveal. She wrote, "For the record, that was iced tea in that Lobsterita glass. No alcohol was consumed in the making of this dinner date." So a lot of people thinking, is that her way of admitting that she's pregnant?
Because
she had done this little video for Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, and that's why she admitted that it was not an actual Lobsterita. Why would she admit that?
Why would she?
Why would she?
I have no idea.
Why do people read into so much?
What is a Lobsterita?
I don't know, but I feel like I need to have one.
It's a lobster drinking a margarita.
Oh.
Doesn't everybody know that?
Now I can see
it. That's another joke from the
80s. I like that one better. That's a new one.
Congratulations.
That's adorable.
For Vanderpump Rules star Brittany Cartwright and Jax Taylor, they tied the knot, said I do at a Kentucky castle in Versailles, Kentucky on Saturday. And believe it or not, the ceremony was officiated by Lance Bass from NSYNC, who is a longtime friend of Jax's. I didn't know Lance Bass was available for weddings.
That's cool.
I'll bet you Joe Jonas is thinking, I wish we got him for our wedding.
I bet so.
You got to book 3 years out, though. He's very booked.
Really?
Maybe. And Chris Pratt got a pretty bad sunburn during his honeymoon with Katherine Schwarzenegger. He posted a photo on Instagram showing just how bad the damage was, and we could see his whole backside. He was completely sunburned, but just so you could see just how sunburned his back was, he made sure to show off his behind so you could see just how white he normally is.
Gotcha.
So he captioned it, "Suns out, guns out," but he should have also written "buns out,"
yeah,
too,
I think
because
they were out.
Definitely
suns
out.
Suns up, buns out.
But is that an ad for a skin cancer?
Well, you know, I do
anti-skin
think
cancer. You should do something.
We should get this blown up into a huge poster and put it in every dermatologist's office.
Bad idea.
Just as a public service announcement.
Really?
Maybe keep one here in the studio just to remind us as well.
A large poster, Dina. Hey, I know what the office printer is going to be doing today.
That's your Dirt at 7:40.
We need more ink in here.
More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Time to do the dirt. Dina's Dirt, that is. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get great rates on home equity loans as low as 3.4% APR. For details, pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry watched the first ever regular season Major League Baseball game played in Europe on Saturday when the Yankees and the Sox faced off in a partnership with the Invictus Games Foundation, which Prince Harry founded. They were totally, like, impartial. They took photos with each team, and both team gave them onesies with Archie's name on the back.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah,
so
sucking up to that family, right?
Yeah, we'll see which one he wears more.
Right.
And people
will
read into it.
More.
Yeah, like which one do they wear first?
Somebody's going to keep
track of it.
Yeah.
You know,
and if he has a blowout in one of them, they're just going to be like, oh, see, he doesn't like that team because he poops all over them.
which I think will be both teams at his age.
In the meantime, Meghan and Harry are still on the search for the perfect nanny for Archie, according to the Sun. They just hired their third nanny in 6 weeks. So I guess Meghan Markle is a little specific in particular.
Is this on top of the other two nannies, or this is just that she
replaces the other two with this one? So
maybe it's Archie that's picky.
Maybe. It could be. I don't even know what they say about first kids. I mean, by the time the second one rolls around, they'll just ask the gardener to hold him. Like, you know, like they don't care who's holding the baby.
Mowing the yard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen.
DinaStirt.com.
Out there weed whacking, got a kid.
All right. A lot of people thought Kim Kardashian was being a little culturally insensitive by naming her new line of shapewear kimono. And, well, the mayor of Kyoto has decided to write an open letter to Kim Kardashian asking her to please consider changing the name because of the fact that the kimono is a traditional ethnic dress that has been fostered in their rich nature and history. So they would like it if she could maybe please reconsider and not use the kimono to basically control a monopoly and just put out her shaper line. So far, Kim hasn't commented. We'll wait and see if she takes any action. I have a suspicion she probably won't.
Yeah, I'm guessing no.
She doesn't
probably
really.
Won't even address this letter.
All the labels are done, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And all the promotion's been handled. Hmm. Yep.
DinasDirt.com.
There's a baby on the way for Jackson Rathbone, the former Twilight actor. Played Jasper. He and his wife are expecting their third child, and this one's going to be a baby boy, and they come up with really cool kid names.
Okay.
So Presley Bowie is 3, and their son Monroe Jackson, the sixth, turns 7 next month. So I'm thinking if we're going into like old names, like, you know, because maybe it's Marilyn Monroe, and maybe it's Elvis Presley.
George Washington.
So
Monroe Jackson are like presidents.
Yeah, so.
And Presley Bowie are musicians. Maybe they got a new theme for the next
one. Yeah, I can't wait to find out.
Sports has a good one.
Yeah.
Authors,
yeah.
Maybe.
This is what excites me
Superheroes.
The most. Not that they're having a baby. I just want to find out the cool
theme,
name it's
going
to get. Yeah.
DinasDirt.com.
And Lori Loughlin, not as confident as she was before, heading into the trial for the college admissions scandal. She and her husband initially pled not guilty. Now she's seeing all the plea deals that the people who accepted plea deals are getting, and apparently they are much lighter, very reduced sentences. So now she's wondering if she has made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's too late to turn back now.
Can you, like, say you're kind of guilty?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not fully guilty, but you're kind of guilty.
Right.
That would be my plea.
Yeah.
I don't know much about law.
Yeah.
We'd have to ask a lawyer about that.
Kind of innocent until proven kind of guilty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, kind of. We kind of done it.
Kind of. I think that is a law term. I think they
kinda,
teach you that. And that's your dirt at 840.
It's on the kind of bar.
Get your dirt. You can kind of find it at dinasdirt.com
with
94.7. You like that? WMAS.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.